This is a moment to reflect on the value of virtuous habits as Elder Raphael E. Pinot invites us to examine our daily behavior.
Allow me to illustrate this. Patricia, my beloved wife, loved to drink coconut water and then to eat the coconut. During our first visit to Puebla, Mexico, we went to a place where we bought a coconut. After drinking the water, my wife asked them to cut the coconut and bring her the flesh to eat. When it came, it was reddish. They had sprinkled it with chili. Sweet coconut with chili. That seemed so strange to us. But later, we learned that the strange ones were my wife and I, who did not eat coconut with chili. In Mexico, however, it is not rare, it's very normal. On another occasion, we were eating in Brazil with some friends, and they served us avocado. Just as we were about to sprinkle salt on it, our friend said to us, "What are you doing? We already put sugar on the avocado." Avocado with sugar. That seems so odd to us. But then we learned that the odd ones were my wife and I, who did not eat avocado with sugar. But in Brazil, avocado sprinkled with sugar is normal. What is normal for some may be odd for others, depending on their customs and traditions. Which customs and traditions are normal in our lives? President Nelson has said, "Today, we often hear about a new normal. If you really want to embrace a new normal, I invite you to turn your heart, mind, and soul increasingly to our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let that be your new normal." This invitation is for all. It does not matter whether we are poor or rich, educated or uneducated, old or young, sick or healthy. He invites us to let the normal things in our lives be those which keep us on the covenant path.
Was an excerpt from Elder Raphael E. Pinot's talk, "Let Doing Good Be Our Normal." This is a moment to reflect.